Like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I like to buy the world a home and keep it company.
Blind Cool Tech, July 1, 2007. Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skidcom. Please join Liz, Roger, and I as we take a tour of the World of Coke, a museum devoted to the world's most popular soft drink. Listen in and enjoy.
Up like these Fabergé eggs. Have you ever seen those where the shell of the egg opens up? Well, the shell of the bottle of the Coke opens up.
Oh, yeah.
And inside you have all these families. The one I'm looking at is an American family.
Okay.
What does it say from New York?
Probably, I don't see that.
Yeah, let's go here. Can't touch. We have another one from Argentina. And it's just a Coke with some faces on them. I don't know if they're famous people from Argentina or not.
They're like in little plastic tubes or something? Is that what that is?
Is it like paper mache?
No, it's
something
like
that. It's don't
like,
touch.
Flexible. Oh.
It's quite. Oh, each one's made different. This one's made out of plaster and paint. This is from, babe, don't you touch it. Uzbekistan. And this one is Portugal. Plastic bottle and painted tile stickers.
Check it out. You know they say don't touch.
Just tell them you're not touching, you're seeing.
Well, you gotta check this one out. This is made out of beans.
This is from South Africa. This next one is from South Africa. And it's plastic bottle beads and nylon thread.
They're colored beads.
They're colored beads. They're just like the beads.
Oh, little tiny beads.
Yeah.
And is that really the way they make the Coke bottles there or something? Or I guess this is just decoration for the country. Yeah.
And there's one from China that's made out of plaster and hay. And at the pedestal that it's on is like, what's it called? The Great Wall of China. The
Great Wall of China.
The bottles on top of it. My glasses in here. Oh, they have Braille guide maps.
Oh, do they?
Coming soon is a handheld text and audio device that utilize a wireless input system are available at the guest desk in the lobby. Multiple languages will be available in late 2007, so it's not there yet. One is the World of Coca-Cola entrance. Begin your experience here. Pemberton. That's who it is.
Real guy, man. It's available at 10 windows on the guest services desk in the lobby.
I know, it's what I told him. He won't do it. It's the Pemberton. This is the guy who did it.
Pemberton?
The pharmacist who invented Coca-Cola in 1886. then they have a winter garden. Take a moment to relax, enjoy the outdoors in our soothing water garden. I mean, water garden, not winter. Bar Coast, come explore the freshly brewed coffees, teas, and infusions of Bar Coast. Each blend in the unique celebration of cultures from around the globe.
Sorry.
We have a 4D tea on here.
4D, I've not heard of that. What's the fourth dimension?
Embark on a journey of discovering the 4D. The following scientist and his assistant on their quest to uncover the mysterious secret formula in Coca-Cola. The 3D movie is enhanced with special seats, so you may be in for a bumpy ride.
Oh, that's the fourth dimension. Okay.
This is the Disney World of Coca-Cola.
Apparently.
Real bottling, where they bottle some things.
Somehow I think we would have been much more culturally enriched at the Carter Library.
I think so too.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Where else did you go and see a Coke that's covered with beans?
Showtime.
And I bet I could use Coke discounts at the Carver Library.
There you go. Even though you are inactive.
There you go.
Oh, it's not here yet.
You could be one of the ticket takers standing outside for 8 hours.
Here we go.
All righty. Fit in now?
Yeah, because they only let so many people in. Yeah, in, that's going to go through. Yeah. There's no simple question. I know, yeah. white people's main thing is to get in, make sure they get in, not realize that everyone's going to get in. I mean, like all the people that came from the back.
Yep, you can tell all the type A personalities elbowing their way
in there. There's no seats, there's just where we stand and listen to a presentation.
Sit down and relax.
I was too.
This room has like different ads, like posters and stuff on the wall from different places. Like Mock Ma Paws, Trink, Coca Cola. One with Louis Armstrong. Is that Louis Armstrong?
That Coke bottle. Food.
Yeah, I had that.
It was Japanese on one side, American on the other.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, how's everybody doing today?
Want to stand up on
anybody thirsty yet?
Yeah.
You want to lean up against here?
Making sure. Well, welcome to the brand new world of Coca-Cola and our Coca-Cola Loft. This is our waiting area before we get into the theater next door. It'll be just a few moments, but I promise they'll go by very fast. While we're waiting, we're going to be queuing up our audio artifacts. It's 80 years of sound bites and radio clips featuring our favorite commercials and jingles. You can sing along if you want to. Above me on these screens, you'll see Coke by numbers. It's fun facts about the company shown through numbers. And if you have any questions about those, feel free to let me know. And speaking of numbers, we just celebrated our birthday last month. Anybody know how old Coca-Cola turned this year? What do you think?
125.
115 more than that. I think I heard it in the back there.
Oh, what was it? 18?
120 more than that. Be very close.
125?
Less than 125, less than that. Less than 122? 121, how'd you guess? Yeah. We just turned 121, and we figured what better way to celebrate that than to share with you our global artifacts. In this room alone, we have over a century's worth of Coca-Cola memorabilia, representing 24 different languages. If you look closer, you can see them all. And while we're waiting for the audio artifacts, I'll go ahead and show you some of our favorites. If you look here in this case to the right, we actually have our oldest item in the room. It's from 1905. Anybody want to take a guess as to which piece is the oldest? Not the painting, that's a good guess though. Not the pan, not the clock, not the circus. Not the bingo. Not the triangle, we get very close.
The bell!
The bell, who said the bell? That is exactly right. Is this drink Coke called the 5 cent holiday bell right here? Anybody remember 5 cent Cokes? You don't have to answer if you want to. All right, actually, believe it or not, you can find a 5 cent Coke from 1886 all the way until 1956. For 70 years, Coke is only 5 cents.
Wow. The Coca-Cola Santa Claus has been used for more than 75 years.
It's an original Norman Rockwell from 1931. It's called the Barefoot Boy. Anybody know why it's called the Barefoot Boy? Just make sure you're paying attention to it. That's actually the most popular of the six paintings that we commissioned from him. It inspired lots of calendars and serving trays, just like the one right next to it. Now, from Rockwell, we're going to go right over here to this case. Anybody recognize this beautiful lady right here? Raquel Welch, that's right. This is an ad from 1970. She's featuring the red and white look of Coca-Cola with this brand new dynamic ribbon, which is that white ribbon on the red background. And the actual jewelry she wore to the photo shoot is featured right next to her on the ledge there. And if you like that, you'll really like the next thing. In 1972, for just $2.98 and one proof of purchase, you could have your very own pair of Coca-Cola Hip Hugger Beach Pants. Isn't that exciting? And if you're really fashionable, you have a magic wand. Yeah, look back. Let's see. If you look above the pants, you'll see these festoons here. These are very popular in the 20s and 30s and
late 30s and 40s
at pharmacies and
stores.
Our favorite festoon, though, is actually above the exit sign over there. It features four leading ladies from MGM, including Joan Crawford on the far left. And she's actually featured in another one of our favorites. If you turn all the way over there to the far left corner of the back of the room, you'll see her in a 1933 cutout with leading man Clark Gable. And Clark Gable is famous in Atlanta for what movie? Good job. Keep on the back wall, look all the way up to the top, you'll see those giant silver letters. They say the Coca-Cola Company. Those are special because from 1919 all the way to 1979, those letters hung on the side of the original World Headquarters building right here in Atlanta. And that giant poster on the back wall, this will be our last one, it comes straight from Germany. It features our newest ad campaign, Live on the Coke Side of Life. And it features our Happiness Factory characters. You might recognize them from our Super Bowl commercial this year. You're going to get to meet those characters when we get inside the theater. The door should open in about 3 minutes. Feel free to come down here, get a closer look at the displays. Let me or Caitlin in the back know if you have any questions. Take as many pictures as you want, and we'll get you in as quick as we can. Enjoy.
Coca-Cola Company ranks number one in the sale of juices and juice drinks in the world. Acquired Minute Maid. Minute Maid juices are available in 60 countries worldwide. The large bottle atop the world of Coca-Cola is 28 feet high.
Oh, is that this building, the World of Coke?
I guess. John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola in 1886.
Soft drinks in space.
During its first year, an average glass of Coca-Cola was served. 9 glasses of Coca-Cola were served a day. Pemberton sales of Coca-Cola syrup equal only $50 in 1886. Isa G. Candler became the exclusive owner of Coca-Cola for $2,300.
Wow.
And his first name is spelled, or the first name was spelled A-S-A. A Coca-Cola cost only 5 cents from 1886 through World War II. Coca-Cola was first sold in bottles in 1894. The rights to bottle Coca-Cola were sold for $1. Coca-Cola was first bottled outside the United States in 1906 in Canada, Cuba, and Panama. For 70 years, Coca-Cola was the only brand sold by the Coca-Cola Company. Thank you. The Coca-Cola Company introduced its second brand, Fanta, in 1955 in Italy.
Enjoy those 2 days of road with Coke and drink as much as you can. So.
Today, the Coca-Cola Company offers more than 400 brands. The Coca-Cola Company operates in more than 200 countries.
It's even cooler in here.
In the middle is too much chaos.
Are you sure, Roger? Let's go back up here.
Okay, sure.
Let's go mountain climbing.
Yeah, throw us out.
There's no way we can there. Yeah, we can.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Happiness Factory. If you could, just slide all the way down. Make sure you do get cover every single seat. Every single seat is a good seat. Make sure you say the last row once again for wheelchairs and strollers. And there should be no flash photography or videotaping. Once again, welcome to the Happiness Factory. How many are happy today?
Hey, hey.
I don't think so. Cameron, where are you, Cameron? Are they happy? Cameron? Donnie?
You need to back up a little bit. So, or just.
I think they need it one more time. Can I hear a Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
That's pretty good. That man in the back, he knows what he's talking about. Whoa! How are you doing? My friend. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Has any of you ever wondered what happens when you put your coin into a vending machine?
It disappears.
What do you think happens, Mr. Shot? You've thought about it. I see. Has anyone else ever wondered? What happens? You don't know. Well, you're about to actually see a documentary that you'll see a coin being put in the vending machine. You'll be able to see what actually goes on behind
it's
the
like
scenes. That's exciting.
In front of us.
So if you want to see it, I want to hear Coca-Cola.
It's Happiness Factory and documentary.
So good. Y'all enjoy.
Up here. What are all those people doing?
Just looking for some.
I bet they're all here for the free drinks.
Tell them to try the Beverly. It's delicious.
I don't know about that.
Well, it does kind of taste weird. Something smells kind of fishy around here.
I bet they've been to the aquarium. You think sharks can swim in Coke?
They'd probably get the hiccup.
Look over in the third row. Is that a wig?
Hey, that guy looks like a penguin.
Hey, get ready. Here comes a coin.
Over here.
It's going straight in. It's like flying through the air, and it's grabbing hold of a Coke bottle, and the Coke bottle's going through the air. Bottles being filled with Coke, it's being capped and everything. Here comes the cap. And it gets shoved through the ice. You're like building a snowman because it's so cold.
Yeah.
It's all frosted. It's going out the hose. like in a big slingshot. It's like fireworks going off. Everybody's cheering it on. And it falls down this belt.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, let's get this place together. The people are here with the big cameras.
I'm burning up here.
Will someone put Larry out? I need to fix my hair.
No, they just start
like
all over
skirt?
Again.
Wait, are we rolling? Okay. My name's Wendy. I'm single. And it's my job to keep everybody happy. There are tons of people who work here, so I don't know everybody. So I'll stay out of the top 10. I'm in the top 10 somewhere.
I'm responsible for a group known as the Sweetness Platform.
Sweetness.
Most of the stuff we do is real technical and stuff, and people don't understand it.
Behind the scenes,
kind of like they're minors kind of or something.
I'm sort of like a player coach, I think. Sometimes I'm
the
coach,
capper.
And sometimes
he
I'm the player, and sometimes someone else is the coach, and sometimes someone else is the
He's
player.
He's got a goatee.
It drives me up a wall.
Our objective is to identify new sweetness technologies. Sweetness.
The way how we work is like driving a Formula One car, you see.
Yes.
You don't celebrate after every curve.
No.
You just go to the next.
We all smack in the head with the snowball.
Yeah, we are lucky to be one little piece. It's wonderful company.
This is the music group.
Yeah, we work as a team. Teamwork.
It requires a lot of patience.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and you have to be a people person. It's definitely a people person job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a relaxed atmosphere. It's not like some jobs that you are tense when you get here. It's a good working environment.
They're awesome.
We're like one body, you know? It's like we're all different parts of the same body. So that's a question. It's like, you know, does your hand trust your foot? You know, like, do you trust that your foot isn't going to, like, kick your hand? And it's like, well, yeah, of course it's not going to happen, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, well, Coke is like a bottle of sparkle dust.
They make the drink to fit your palate. You know this is what you like, and you drink it. You know, you never think about it. You just, hey, Coca-Cola, and you drink it.
Yeah, bubbles make you feel good. You get enough of it, make you smile, man.
Every time I have a Coke, it's like, hello, old friend, we meet again.
It's good with a meal, you know, makes you burp.
You know the Coca-Cola can go into your brain? You feel that college feeling? Oh, that's great.
It's an art and a science combined together.
It's a perfect taste. It's great. We have to take the hats.
Sweetness.
How does my job make me happy? How does taking me out to dinner make you happy?
I smile 10 minutes before I go to bed and 10 minutes when I wake up every morning. Fantastic.
Smiling.
My philosophy is that you have to take everything in stride. Thank you.
We're happy. And if you're very happy and this good looking,
people get jealous. They are jealous.
People like my energy. You always have to have positive energy. That's good.
Oh, she's pulling up a clip. She grabs it.
What I've given to Coca-Cola? My loyalty and my love. I give that. Don't make me cry.
It's people like me and Eddie that make this company. The fact that we have been here and stayed here, to me, that's the heart and soul of Coca-Cola.
I could not ever imagine leaving. There's something magical to it. Larry! Oh no. Everyone to their stations now!
I
gotta get out of here.
So this was it?
I thought we were getting ready.
You don't know how I'm living. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't tell us.
How'd you like that? Good. We'll just exit over to the left, and you're about to enter the Coca-Cola Hub. Hope you have a great day at the New World of Coca-Cola.
troubles visiting.
Oh, really? So I want to taste one of these Beverlys. Smells kind of cinnamony in here, doesn't it? A little hint of it.
I smell it. I don't know.
What's in this room?
There's a, like a wall to the right. Yeah, it's a mural.
Oh, okay.
There's like different people.
And they have a couple things that you can listen to, I'm sure, a commercial. We'll have to check it out.
Oh, like we have in the museum over there at APH where you pick up the phone kind of thing?
Exactly.
A bottle works.
Bottle what?
Bottle works is probably where the...
the bottling plant.
Bottle, where you can see it.
We will
bottle.
Have to check that out. But let's go try the...
where are we going?
Right here where...
Milestones of refreshment. When John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola in 1886, he had no way of knowing what a phenomenon his creation would become. Milestones of refreshment chronicles the remarkable journey of this uniquely appealing beverage from obscurity to one of the world's best known brands. Like the old drugstore set up. They have like a soda fountain on the left. And over here to our right in front is where the medication is at. Quinanda, Bismuth, Subnit, Magnus, Sulfur. And he's like a...
Give me a few minutes here.
I know. Pemberton did not live to enjoy its remarkable success. He sold the company in the spring of 1888 and died shortly thereafter. Mortar.
That's close. Pestle and mortar.
Pedestal and mortar, yeah. Pedestal and mortar. Oh, and then he has a big bow there with a spoon. He's like, I guess.
Check it out there. Big old spoon, I guess.
Wow. Yeah.
What is taking back time to witness the birth
of a statue behind the.
Soda
fountain. Yeah, Roger, thanks. Senior moment there.
Senior moment. On the walls, they have all kinds of displays of the antique Coca-Cola trays, signs, bottles, store window ads. All behind glass.
Asa Candler knew a good thing when he tasted it in 1887. The Atlanta businessman sampled his first Coca-Cola and liked it so much he resolved to buy the entire company. As owner of Coca-Cola, Candler promptly launched an unprecedented array of marketing activities that eventually transformed the soft drink into a household name. In addition to convincing more and more soda fountain operators to sell the beverage, Candler added the Coca-Cola logo to a host of practical, everyday objects. These items, including serving trays, calendars, and clocks, reminded people everywhere of the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. A true marketing pioneer, Candler also introduced the first widespread use of sampling coupons, which could be redeemed at soda fountains for a free Coke. It worked. By 1920, one of the 9 people in the U.S. had sampled a free Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Let's
They have like back in the Victorian days and stuff like that. Little, like eggs and stuff. And here's some like things they would have sold at the store, like canned peaches, syrup, flour, cornmeal. More Victorian era. Here's a an old Coca-Cola truck. Some Buenos Aires. Let's just say refreshente. Where's Roger? Look at this, Roger. Yeah, it's from Buenos Aires. I don't know if it's from there, but look at what it says. Yeah, decades ago in Argentina, the original Lee family custom ordered this 1939 Chevrolet panel van to assist with the delivery in Buenos Aires. Unlike larger conventional trucks, this vehicle was able to snake its way through the city's narrow, constricted streets, delivering Coca-Cola to thirsty Argentinas for years. Mm. Test your skills.
Oh, really?
And over on our left is an enclosed case of like different Coke bottles and stuff.
Okay.
And then here's a book, like in different countries, like in Canada and Brazil, pictures of their bottling. This is like the assembly line workers who operated the early manual capping. Oh, it's how they capped the cokes.
Oh, darn.
I think.
What are people standing on it?
Yeah, you can test your skill to see how many foot pounds. Go ahead and try it. That's the thing.
What, man?
Right there, you put your foot on it and press down. Go up. There you go. Push. Oh, babe, don't do it again. Don't do that, Larry. Don't do
Sorry,
that.
I think you're supposed to hit it hard.
Yeah? Look, I think there's a little dent in the floor now.
Jeez. Bring the building down. Is that thing like bottle a whole rack at a time or something?
I think what you do, you put your bottle there and you push it down, it caps it, take it, puts another one on there and caps it.
Oh, just one at a time.
Yeah. Okay. This one here is like different. Like vending machines where you can get Coke out of. There's one, like the old one, that's a dime. You put the dime in, and you got to press down on it, and the bottle comes out the bottom, and it has a bottle opener on the side.
I remember, I've seen those.
Yeah. And then there's another one. It's a tall, not a tall one, probably about my height, and probably shorter. And it has a dial. you take the dial and you move it to which drink you want, Coke, Sprite, or Tab, or whatever, and the bottle comes out, and you do the bottle opening and stuff. And then this one is in Japan. It's like cans. And you just, I guess, punch in the number or whatever. You're like, you didn't know. And then they have the old one where you open up the side and pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then they have this big barrel. It's a huge barrel. It's round. And it has like fountain cokes. And they pull it. All the different Olympic torches. Like Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City in 2002. Nagano in 1998. Sydney in 2000. Lillehammer in 1984. Athens in 2004. The torches that people would run with.
Uh-huh.
And now we've on the left here, we've got all kinds of pins and stuff. You know, people, lapel pins.
Oh, okay.
Cat pins. And then on the right is like a NASCAR. There's like a NASCAR suit that was Tony Stewart's. And Elton John has a guitar up there that was signed.
I'll be darned.
Zambia. Basketball. Jewel has a guitar here. And then here's a few different labels and stuff. You know, in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to the bottle work.
Sure. Dang, this is a weird seat. Yeah, it's like about a foot thick.
Like an eraser.
Yeah, sure does.
This other crowd's coming.
Is this the bottle part right here?
We're getting ready to go through. It's on the right. We just have to go take the right.
I never did get a Bluetooth message.
Yeah.
Boy, check out that seat, Raj. It's thick.
Okay, here's the bottle works.
Yeah.
This is the cleaning place unit. The cleaning place unit sends sanitizers and 180 degrees Fahrenheit water to all the equipment in the bottling line.
designs have been the interiors of the pipes and machinery when Coca-Cola is not being made. This is the water treatment. Since water is the main ingredient in Coca-Cola, its quality is essential to great taste. Before water is added to any of our beverages, it's filtered and cleaned with the multi-barrier treatment system. We efficiently sample and test the treated water to make sure it all meets our standards. Over to the right is the syrup tank. And this tank, the secret formula for Coca-Cola is used to make a special concentrate, which is then mixed with sweetener and water to make Coca-Cola syrup. This tank stores up to 1,000 gallons of syrup, enough to make approximately 104,000 8-ounce bottles of Coca-Cola. Take the water and the syrup and CO2, they do the blending, then they filling and capping, then the fill level inspection, and then the laser coating. This is the elevator lower rater. Elevator lower rater. The bottles so cool. Go up.
Go
and around.
Overhead.
Go up. And it goes down on the other side. This is the bottle inspector. They're inspecting the bottles, and the bottles are going through. The empty bottle inspector takes a picture of every bottle to examine its interior for defects. Any bottle not meeting our quality standards is rejected. Once bottles have passed initial inspection, they move on to be rinsed. Packaging robot is unique to Bottle Works that uploads empty bottles and puts them in production to be filled. It also stacks the filled bottles as they come off the line. Most bottling plants use two different machines called palletizers and palletizers for each job. I'm reading everything backwards, because here's the bottling. And here's the laser coder. There's a blender over on the right. There's some people in there working. Printed on every bottle is a unique code that indicates where and when all the ingredients in the packaging are manufactured. It also specifies the precise time and place the finished beverage is produced. Product coding allows us to ensure that you receive your beverages at their flavorful best.
I don't know any bottles. We just saw bottles here.
They're pictures of people, I guess, in part of the
Then they have the bottle of Coca-Cola all over. It's like a, is that a hologram?
I guess it is a hologram.
Oh, there you go. They go?
Oh, they get it.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. Larry, you need a drink?
Yep.
I'll let you take this.
Just Coca-Cola fountain.
Hot. Doesn't matter.
It's wet.
Korean Brazil.
Thank you. What?
What is it, Roger? It was a touch screen display. Coke bottle process.
There's the bear. What is it? The Coca-Cola bear is there. Writing on the wall is, Roger. There's all kinds of like little circles and stuff. Uh-huh. Colors on the wall. The white background. And they have some colored things on it. And they have writing on different languages. I don't know what it means.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I'd recommend starting off with a 4D movie right this way.
Okay.
Oops, sorry, Dave. Yeah, you won't be able to see
it. I'm only going to get three of the 4Ds, I guess. I am too. Are we walking back?
Yeah. We're walking uphill at that.
Yeah.
Bluetooth.
Oh. No, nothing. I should get a message that says, do you want to accept the file? I never got it. Oh, I got a voicemail. I smell grape up here.
Someone's perfume. If you don't learn to be fine. Or it could have been someone's gum.
Could be.
Who's that, babe?
Oh, no, I couldn't hear it.
I thought you got any
service in here. I am too. I think it was somebody at the hotel. It was either Gary or Doug. Probably what?
Tell me about dinner plans.
Oh, maybe.
I'm going to dinner. I'm just going to need dessert. That's it. You stand on a bubble. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Larry, make up your mind.
I'm going to stand in front of you. You're too tall.
Describe the taste.
Very sweet flavor.
Crisp.
It really doesn't taste like anything else.
It's
spicy, sweet.
It's just very neat.
It's cold.
How do you describe the ritual? Coke is an innovation in flavor.
Coke tastes like Coke.
So how is drinking a Coke make you feel?
What are you talking about standing on the bubble?
There's a, like a round circle. I call it a bubble, like a Coke bubble. You know, like a bubble, you know, from Coke.
I think I put my glasses on. I didn't need to. I don't think it's 3D.
I don't think it starts for a few more minutes.
Yeah, we
got to
go through and sit down.
Yeah, well, looks like that Coke bottle is coming right at me.
Oh, really?
That's not a Coke bottle. This guy's head's right on me. Roger.
What makes a Coke?
The taste. It's all about the taste. The little burn that you get.
He's always been you, man. You know, when you travel the world, everything tastes different.
I think the one thing that's universal is the taste of a Coke.
What foods go best?
Salsa.
Like chips.
We drink it
Mexican food, red licorice. What I do is cut each other.
Taco Bell's what goes best with Coke.
Childish.
smell is connected to the brain, which first registers a smell and then interprets it. But smell can't do it alone. Taste is equally, if not more important. Our taste bud buddies differentiate among the five true tastes. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami.
My mommy?
Say what? Who's mommy?
No, that's umami.
We are the savory, medium taste.
Taste helps us to enjoy certain foods and ensure that we stay away from harmful ones. In nature, something sweet may have the nutrients we need, as well as being a joy to eat.
Like grapes.
Guava. If it's salty, it might replace vital minerals you've lost during exercise.
Actually,
how about green olives?
Something tart and tangy is detected by the sours.
Or sour cream.
But you know, sometimes a sour taste can indicate it might not be good to swallow.
Oh, like spoiled milk.
Then there's bitter.
Like Brussels sprouts.
Or dark chocolate.
Or worse, a bitter taste could be a sign of something poisonous, and your next taste might be your last.
Yes, that makes us first time.
Umami detects the amino acids found in many protein-rich foods, which the body needs.
Like fish. And soy sauce.
The brain sorts out all this data simultaneously.
So you see, we all need to work together.
And every now and then, there comes a moment of perfect taste harmony, where every sensation melts into one sublime chord of well-being.
Oh.
Yes! Like a lovely drink, we all experience for more.
As long as these seats keep moving, I'll be all right.
Oh, you just think you've probably readjusted.
Yeah.
Videotaping or photography. We also ask that if you have any small children that you hold them on your lap, the ride can get a little bumpy. If at any time you need to exit, you'll exit over here to the right, push on the door, it will open automatically for you. There will also be an ambassador here in the theater at all times for further assistance. How are we all doing?
Good.
All right, so if you haven't put on your 3D glasses, if you'll put them on now, and we are going to rejoin Jody in her search for the secret formula. Enjoy.
Like you're in what?
Disney.
Okay.
At first it was
availability. Hey, three U's.
Yes, Riggs, but there's one U missing, and my research tells me it's the most important U of all.
A fourth U?
I've been trying to tell you. The mystery of the secret formula is even bigger than we thought.
Another U missing. I'm missing you. Missing you. I've been missing you.
Yes, Riggs.
My dear people, are the heart of the secret. It's you who have made Coca-Cola part of your daily lives.
That's right. Coca-Cola is more than what's inside the bottle.
Yes, it's an experience that's unique to each of us.
Yet something we all share.
Special moments.
And memories.
The secret formula for Coca-Cola is all of those things. Now, what could be more refreshing than that? He's a
I do it again.
As you can see, the doors are now open, so if you'll check around your area, make sure you have all.
Hey, babe, what was that one that poked us in the back right there with that? A what?
That was one of the
rules
that
I remember
it
after. Okay.
Yeah, like a little, what was like a firefly? Yeah, dragonflies.
Oh, okay. Did you guys feel that air coming up from the ground, too?
Yeah.
What?
I do not want my glasses.
picture of it. And that piece of paper is the reason why I did it.
Andy Warhol, 1928-1997, the founder of the pop art movement, celebrated icons of popular culture in his groundbreaking work. From his early years as a commercial illustrator, Warhol drew on his experiences in advertising and applied a new vision that transformed contemporary art. And it's just different art projects. Like a spilled Coke or something like that.
Hmm.
There's some art on the left of me. This one is about 4 feet long by 2 feet. And it's got made out of like blocks and stuff that are put together to make a picture.
That was like American Idol the first year.
And Coke creations, people make things out of Coke. Coke cans and stuff like that.
Yeah, like old cars and stuff.
There's a couch that's like red and white, and two chairs that are white, trimmed in red. And it has like a TV on top of a Coke ice chest. These are like Coke stories. Hot Coke. I love to travel. I love almost everything. They're just like different. People wrote these are Wish You Were Here, postcards to tell our friends and loved ones about the travels and favorite places. These postcards tell another story too, as they capture scenes of everyday life in cities and towns around the world. You'll notice that Coca-Cola is a Southern S-U-B-T-L-E. But ever present part of the landscape. Look closely with the magnifying lens and see if you can spot the familiar Coca-Cola logo in each image. And there's like all kinds of postcards, like Panama City, Florida, and there's a Coke, something about Coke in each one of those.
Okay.
And there's a sliding magnifying glass that you can look
through. What
is it, Ron? What did you say about pencils?
I stole 2 Coke pencils.
Oh, well, there's this Coke there.
I found one here.
There. Coca-Cola there. This right here is all kinds of postcards in this glass case. And you just look through, there's Coca-Cola like billboard signs or something.
Oh, okay.
Every postcard
has Coke in there somewhere. All right. Let's go on that.
Ooh, let's go to the tasting.
What's it say?
This is your turn.
Everybody, perfect apologies. This is like movies and stuff like that. Commercials and stuff.
At its best, Coca-Cola advertising can open hearts and minds. If so many people around the world can share this one thing, perhaps we can find other rooms to come together as well. Like in this next spot, which became a
They're just ads that were cokes.
Okay.
Let's go to taste it.
Come on, all the ads ought to be yours. Oh, taste it.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thanks. What's she saying?
On your way out, don't forget to grab your own Coca-Cola bottle.
Okay.
Latin America has Ciel Equero's Jamaican Sun, Delaware Punch, Fanta Colita, Inca Kola, Lift Manzana, Nesty Light Peach, Nesty Mango, and Simba Guerrero. Europe has Beverly Fanti Magic, Kinley Bitter Lemon, Mezzo Mix, Minute Maid Fresh Mix Lemon Lime, Nesty Peach, Nesty Lemon, and Nesty Rhapsody. So Coke owns Nesty.
Yeah.
The Northern America has Barks Red Cream Soda, Barks Root Beer, Fanta Birch Beer, Fanta Grape, Fanta Orange, Fanta Strawberry, Freesia, Black Cherry Citrus, Freesia Original Citrus, High C Fruit Punch, High C Orange Lava Burst, High C Pink Lemonade, Mellow Yellow, Minute Maid Lemonade, Minute Maid Light Lemonade, Pib Extra, Powerade Fruit Punch, Powerade Lemon Lime, Powerade Mountain Blast, Sprite, Sprite Zero, Tab, and Vault. Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola Classic, Cherry Coke, Coca-Cola Cherry Zero, Coke Zero, Diet Cherry Coke, Diet Coke, Diet Coke with Lime, and Vanilla Coke. Africa has Bibo Coco Pine, Bibo Kiwi Mango, Fanta Exotic Fruit Punch, Fanta Melon, Pressed Ginger Ale, Stony Tegwatsi, Sunfill Black Currant, and Sunfill Mint. Asia has Aquarius Citrus, Fanta Apple Kiwi, Fanta Black Currant, High C Nesty Ice Rush Lemon Tea, Smart Apple, Sprite Ice, and Vegetative, Jetta Beta, Beta, something.
Those are the flavors. So, what would you like to taste? Africa, Asia, Europe?
You know what? The Africa sounded the most interesting to me.
Okay.
Or the Europe. I want to try that Beverly. That was a Europe one. What do you want to taste?
Fanta Exotic, Stony Tanzanese, Ginger Ale, Sunfill, Fanta Melon, Bebo, Sunfill, or Bebo Candy Pine Nut.
Yeah, that didn't sound good. Yeah.
What?
Candy Pine Nut. It's sticky down
here. Here. Try it.
Sip?
No.
Wow, that's different.
I don't want it.
I'll be darned.
Try this.
What is it?
Stony Tijuana.
That's good. Tastes kind of like the Sierra Mist or something. Yeah.
black currant. The black currant one. Let me have the other cup. Here, this is bitter lemon.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like that bitter lemon.
Here's black currant. Right here.
Go to Europe.
Whoa, did you just smell that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, that tastes flat.
What's this one?
Aquarius.
Yeah, there's no carbonation in it.
Delaware punch.
Okay. It's kind of like cream soda.
This has like no taste at all to it.
What is it?
It's Delaware punch.
Yeah, it's not even sweet or anything.
Yeah, this is mango. Let's go find a Rocco in North America.
Now, was that the Latin America one?
Yeah. No, I think the root berry fell out. Yeah, the root berry is out. There's like no syrup in there.
Boy, how do so many people spill this much on the floor?
I know.
They must not like it. They just throw it down.
We're going to get Coke here.
Okay. The real thing. That's on the Tennessee tour.
That's all Diet Coke. Okay. What do you ask? Oh, here's the coconut. What time you want, babe? They have Coke, they have Cherry Zero, they have Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke it is.
Is refreshing.
You want more?
I want a regular cup. What'd you get?
My hand.
Oh.
Mine just started to taste all together. Alright. Roger, is there a...
The one that has your Beverly?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. What was it?
The Beverly one.
What was it? I don't know, but it was sure tart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try it?
No.
Oh, you want to try it?
Okay, where's it at?
Follow me.
You take him.
Okay.
And I'll be right over here.
All right.
You ready to go, babe?
No, just take your time.
Okay.
I'm going to drink me a Coke before I
leave. That's
okay, that's all, yeah, that's all we just got.
All right, babe, you Roger's on your...
Okay, there. I'm going to cross the front of you there. We're going to get a Beverly.
Right.
I tried the South Africa. Everything was really fruity.
Yeah, and really sweet.
Mm-hmm. What's up here, dude? Just a little bit.
Okay, thanks. I mean,
it's something.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned. That is bitter.
Is that what it is? Bitter? I was thinking tart. I'm going to give you a Coke.
Wow. I can't believe people like that.
Well, that is.
Well, you, that is, they are. They do have
Coca-Cola. This is Peru. You want some?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Unless you want more.
Cream soda is what it tastes like to me.
I guess. I don't know what it is. A weak, real weak grape. Want to try some?
Nah.
Let's go get a. I'm gonna get a Coke. Let's go get some. Here's and get our Coke bottle in our bag. Floor's pretty sticky.
Very. I think people don't like it. They just throw it out.
He must.
It's probably all Beverly on the floor.
I'm just going to give me a plain old Coke. Watch it won't taste good after all those.
Hey, grab me a cherry, will you, Rod?
We're going to come over here to the... I'm going to kind of pump.
Oh, there you are.
Do what? Okay. What? One cherry Coke?
Yeah.
One is Coke tasting. After making all those specialty that there. The taste experience is very unique. I'm going to try a little beach.
Thank you, dear.
Or we get a free bottle of Coke.
Okay.
Let's see. Off the press too.
What'd you say?
I said hot off the press.
Oh really? You throw that away for me, Ben.
Right there. Yeah. She's holding it out for you, babe.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
What is this? Just a bag?
Yeah, you put your.
I think it does. Rob swears it does.
I know it.
Oh, there they are. And
then I got to give a bulldog to Georgia. But that won't be good.
And I'm all sticky. Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah, that's what I want, little ones.
Yeah.
I want to know how much they are first. $20. See, the little ones.
Yeah. Are
the Georgia bulldogs are $20.
Oh, there's your little taste buds. The taste buds.
They want the animals. Gotta bring them back.
Let's see. These are like pajamas and stuff. They're just floating. Husband beater's shirt for Melissa. If I get her something here, though, I'm not going to get her anything from Savannah.
What'd you say?
I'm not into that souvenir cup.
I'm not either, man. Because it's all junk. People just throw it away.
Well, unless it's a shirt or something.
Yeah.
like purses made out of pool tabs.
Wow.
Recycled stuff. Cups and stuff like that. Posters. Shirt said, I recycle 5 plastic bottles and all I got was this t-shirt. Here's the old Coca-Cola stationary bottle opener. You know, you put on your wall or someplace. It's in a box.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'll be darned.
Like your beer bottle opener.
Uh-huh. Like made out of cast iron or something.
Here's a handheld bottle cap opener. Wall mount. Look, this is wall mounted.
Hmm, yeah.
It's glass.
Oh, is it?
For your coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all plastic inside. It's really cheesy. Then they have these like sippy cups. Check them out. They're like just like a sippy cup.
Looks in the shape of a Coca-Cola bottle.
With the red cap and
everything. Yeah, I'll be darned. And a straw for the...
And cute.
That is cute. Better tell Raja.
I'm sure he found him. Roger, did you find him? They're right up here.
No, right
here. Right up here to the left.
Now, are those like $10?
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's some even little bitty bitty ones.
This is the
size. There's the size.
But this is it. I don't see a button. And I'm sure they...
You're going to burn someone.
Yeah,
oh, yes. That'd be about 10.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah, 10. And then I'll get a bulldog. Yeah, did you see any radio, Coca-Cola radios? Just out of curiosity.
Is that for Roger?
Yes. I don't think I'll buy one. It'll be very expensive.
What's that cool one that's over in here? It might be over in here. My glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are these, peaches? Is that a peach?
It's like a little ball. It's like a baseball or something.
$10.
I was going to say, how much?
The fez is 12. The bear, this is 101.
Okay, good.
Never did see a radio. Not going to ask you.
Never seen what?
A radio.
Oh, I asked you. You again, Ryan?
Sure.
Oh, no, is that them? Oh, those are cameras. Hey, Raj.
Come on, girl.
You're not buying anything?
No. Do y'all have radios here?
Down that way. Is that the building over there?